Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, I can feel He made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul.
Praise the Lord, everyone. This is Sister Joanna Green, my husband, Brother Clint Green here, Rachel Green, our daughter, coming to you. This is a Macedonian call around the globe, Blog Talk Radio. We want you to call in and be a part of the broadcast, and by calling in at 347-989-8862. The line only works while we're live, and we sure want you to be on with us tonight. Praise God. The subject tonight is joy unspeakable. So we want to start out with prayer.
Father,
ask, Lord, if you touch this here ministry, Lord, this broadcast, dear Lord God.
Father, touch their hearts.
Encourage
them, Lord.
Give them that joy unspeakable, full of glory, Lord.
Lord, encourage them, their Lord, through trials and tribulations, God.
Touch every need,
strengthen them, Lord Jesus.
Preach
in the hospitals, heal sick bodies, minds, and hearts, Father. Lord, raise your people up. Strengthen them, Lord, by your great power. Father, intervene. Lord, in all
Lord,
their lives, Father,
in
the needs that they have, Father, we cast our care upon you, Lord, and you care for us. God, we pray for our loved ones that are lost. Father, bring them in. Lord,
yes,
let your will be done
in
this broadcast tonight. Father, let your
Lord
go forth in power, Father,
and
with victory. Lord, let accomplish that word you sent it.
Father,
we give you the praise. We thank you for what you're doing, Lord.
The way, the truth, and the life, dear God.
We put this broadcast into your hands, Lord, and we ask you, God, to move in behalf of each one.
Praise God. This is the day that the Lord has made. Voice and be glad in it.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
So we're going to have little Rachel. She's going to come in and give you her her scripture tonight.
Praise God.
Okay.
This is found in Nehemiah 8 and 10.
Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared, for this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Amen. Amen. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Thank you, honey. She sure is an encourager. I know God give her to us, and Rachel just is encouraging me. The Bible says out of mouth of babes, and I tell you, she comes up with things during the day. If I'm feeling discouraged, she'll come and talk to me, and I just thank God for her. The Lord, just, I know He uses her. Praise the Lord. So we've got a lot of prayer requests coming in. We want to pray over these toward the end of the broadcast. This is a two-hour broadcast, and we hope that you tune in tonight with us. We hope we say something tonight to bless you or to encourage you. Or most of all, we want to lift up our Lord, Savior Jesus Christ. Praise God. So we're going to come to you with this song here while we're getting our scriptures ready. Watched the grandbabies today, and they were picked up maybe 10 minutes ago, if that. We kind of scattered, but we apologize. Just pray for us, God. So this song here is, you'll enjoy it. It's called I Have Found the Way. Found the way tonight. Praise the Lord.
I found a way that leads to heaven.
Praise God. Give it a minute here. It's called buffeting. This is what the computer does.
Yonder in the glory land, and the road is bright, for Jesus is alive, and I hold His guiding hand. I will never fear while Jesus is so near. I will bravely meet the foe. Every song I sing in honor to His name, and to glory onward go.
I found a way, the shining way.
I found a way,
the blessed way.
Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
I found a way. Nevermore in sin to roam. By the way called straight, I'll reach the golden gate of the soul's eternal home.
I found a way, the shining way.
I found a way,
the blessed way.
Glory,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
I found a way.
God.
Good,
found the way. I have found the way. Praise the Lord. That's by the Gibson Brothers. And you can listen to that on YouTube if you like. Good singing there. I tell you, if you found the way, you have something to sing about. You've got something to shout about. And God is just wonderful. So if you want to be part of the broadcast and the subject, praise the Lord. God is always our subject. We only go by the King James Version Bible. To us, we know that is the only word of God there is. The rest of it is just what man thinks that the true word of God means. So it's just their commentaries that they've written. And we know the King James Bible is the only Word of God. That's what we go by. So we want you to call in at 347-989-8862. And with that said, we've done a study on the King James Bible and all these other so-called Bibles. And we have found the King James Bible to be the Word of God, praise the Lord. The rest of them, they've taken things out or changed meanings, and I don't want nothing to do with that because that's not the Word of God. So the subject being tonight is joy unspeakable. And you can find that in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8, talking about the Lord, you love the Lord who you've not seen, and yet we still have joy unspeakable and full of glory. And praise God. So that's us tonight. We've not seen him, but he did come. He did make himself lower than the angels, and he came and walked this earth. And praise God. So we believe it and we know it. We feel him. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So praise God. I was thinking today how people anymore, if you listen to the television or you've listened to the radio and just preachers local, they're afraid to say ghost, Holy Ghost. And I was thinking how they want to say Holy Spirit. And you know, when we get saved, when we're born again and we ask Jesus Christ to forgive us of our sins, we get the Holy Spirit. But when we're baptized in the Holy Ghost with evidence speaking in tongues, on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, talks about how they were like drunk men, but they weren't drunk as you suppose. That they received the Holy Ghost. Paul asked them there, it says, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said, we've not even heard of the Holy Ghost. So nowadays the preachers want to change it and say Holy Spirit, and there's a difference in the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost. There's three manifestations of the Godhead, and that's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And so we know the Son is the Word of God. He is Jesus. It says that the Word took on flesh, and Mary had a visit by the angel of the Lord, and Joseph did as well, that they would call his name Emmanuel. And his name is Jesus. Praise God. So in Emmanuel, the interpretation for that is God is with us. God with us. Praise the Lord. So the subject tonight being joy unspeakable. Call in at 347-989-8862. And the line is only open for the 2 hours that we're live on the broadcast. And we want you to be a part of this. If you have a prayer request, call in, turn it in. If you're a preacher and you feel like preaching, you use the King James Bible, feel free to call in and preach. Praise God. We want to hear what God has done for you. Hallelujah. So here's another good song by her name is Carla and the Redemption. Praise the Lord. So we're going to get that going. A while ago, the computer was buffeting. I don't know if you know anything about Buffett, but it just sits there and spins. And while it's thinking and doing whatever, there was a moment there of silence. So praise God. So we're going to get her here on here, right here. Praise the Lord. Listen to this song. It's a good song.
And help us sing a song.
And again, it's buffeting, so give it a minute to do whatever it has to do. Once it gets going, it gets going.
When I get joy, 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 when I think about
really
the Lord.
Hold on. Let it get caught up a minute. It's going to act up, but this song is a really good song. And, you know, we've not had any trouble with playing any songs on YouTube until tonight. So I don't know what's happening, but that's okay. We're going to get through this anyway. It's a two-hour broadcast, and hope it's we'll try it here now.
When I get joy, 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 when I think about the Lord, that being in His presence, I ask for more and more. Keep moving in my head. Hey,
it's not going to let me play it. So it's called I Get Joy, Joy, Joy When I Think About the Lord. If you want to go on to YouTube and hear that song, it's a really good song. We've sung it in churches all over the place. And when I first got saved 23 years ago, this is a song that they used to sing. And it's the truth. It'll make you happy, praise the Lord, to think about what God has done for you. Carla and the Redemption is what it's called, but who's singing it, I'm sorry. So Carla and the Redemption, and it's I Get Joy, Joy, Joy When I Think About the Lord. So we're going to just turn that off and get rid of that because the computer will not allow it to play. So we will get something that we know will play, and it's all the downloads from Brother Jeremiah Yoakum, and I know I keep playing those over and over and over and over, because it seems like I don't have any trouble with the ones that we've downloaded ourselves. So listen to this here.
From
Praise God. Joy. Talk about joy unspeakable and full of glory. When I got saved, I wanted to run out and tell everybody what the Lord had done for me. And along this way, though, you go through a season, and the Lord gave me that last night sitting in church. There's a season that you go through, and Ecclesiastes chapter 3 talks about the seasons, and but you can get through it with the help of the Lord. He will bring you through. Praise God. If you've never tried Jesus, I tell you, you need to find a place to pray and ask Him to come into your life and forgive you of your sins and just trust Him. He is our only hope. I imagine a big raging sea. We're just out there. We're tossing to and fro. But once we get on board with Jesus, He throws us a life rope and He pulls us up to safety. Praise God. And then nothing can get to us. Nothing can harm us. He said not to fear the one that can destroy the body, but just do fear the one that can destroy the body and the soul. That's Him. That's God. He's the only one that can destroy the body and the soul. So I tell you, it's good to know Him. It's good to walk with Him. I just love God. And if you want to be part of the broadcast, we want you to do so by calling in at 347-989-8862. We're getting ready to turn Brother Green loose here in a moment. There's another song he wanted us to play, and that's The Old Man Is Dead. Praise God. So we've already played, took off the old coat and put off on the new, and this is a similar message that this song gives. So hopefully if it starts to buffet and it goes silent, you know that it's trying to catch up to itself. So just give it a little bit, and if it keeps doing it, I'll just turn it off, and we'll just have Brother Green obey God. Praise the Lord.
Searching for the light. Then one night in After listening to what the preacher said, I gave my life to Jesus and that old man, he was dead. And the man you see before you may look a lot the same. We may wear the same old clothes, we'll have that same old name. But you're looking on the outside. If you could
God, hallelujah. So, praise God. Call in tonight at 347-989-8862. Be a part of the broadcast. And we've been on a half hour already. And we're just going to go ahead and turn Brother Green loose if no one calls in. We'll just call it the night at about 8 o'clock. But we love you guys and thank you for listening. And we've played a couple songs. So we'll go ahead and let Brother Green obey God. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. It's good to be in the Lord's will tonight. I believe we're in God's will. I believe this is the will of the Lord that we would preach the gospel and that he not only came the first time, but he's coming back again. We rejoice in the fact that he's coming again. We rejoice also in the fact that he has brought us out of darkness. He has translated us into his kingdom. And we're not in the kingdom of darkness anymore, but we're in the kingdom of light. You know, God is a good God. He's not partial to any person. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He will reward you and I if we will stay faithful to him. If we want to have this joy unspeakable and full of glory, there is things that we have to do to get it. We got it when we first got saved. I was thinking the other night, last night at church, I was sitting there thinking about old timers. I got saved in Eaton, Ohio, 1975. I got saved on 600 North Cherry Street there in an old church. And Brother Charlie Rothwell had opened a church and started a work. And he had come off of evangelistic field, been evangelist for many years and pastored several different churches, and he preached revival meetings all over the country, and he had a miracle ministry. He was a mighty man of God, and I do believe he was an apostle. You know, the Bible tells us that there are apostles, prophets, evangelists, and I do believe he was an apostle. If ever I met one, I believe this man, not only a man of God, but he was an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he was a faithful servant And I thank God that I got in that church on North Cherry Street, and a friend of mine had gotten saved, and we ran around together, and he was somewhat older than me, Brother Robert Moles, and that was his name. He was from down in Andersonville, Tennessee, and they had moved up here, and he was a backslider. Brother Charlie had come to his house, and a couple of them had come and knocked on his door. He was at work, and his wife answered, and Sister Sue, she answered the door, and they talked to her about coming to church, and they ran a church bus around that way, so they started picking up the daughters, little Becky, picking her up, and Jason, the son, they was picking Jason up, taking him to church, and Sister Moles, she went and got saved, and Brother Moles, he went and he got saved, and God was doing a great work, and he's never changed, my friend. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. If we will obey God, he will reach out and save our loved ones. And I thought, Brother Moles had come to my house, and I had a son, an oldest son. He was probably about 5 years old, and he was old enough to go to church, but I didn't go to church, and I wasn't saved, and I was a sinner, and I was doing things that sinners do. And Brother Moles had gotten salvation, and he'd come, and he kept inviting me to church, and I said, no, I don't think so. And I said, but I would like my son to ride the church bus. And he inquired with the pastor and people there at the church, and come to find out it was too far down there to where I live. They couldn't bring a bus down. It just would cost them too much, and they didn't have a route that ran in that area. So he kept inviting me to church. I said one day to him, I said, well, okay, I'll go. I was going to go to watch a movie about the life story of Johnny Cash. And I told him I'd go, but, you know, when he came to pick me up, I had company there that night. And I told him, well, I couldn't come because I had company. You know, the devil will try to keep you out of the house of God. He will try to keep you from salvation. He will put roadblocks in your way, and he'll try to get you so far out that you can't go. But I thank God, you know, I because Brother Robert was a friend of mine, I said, yeah, I'll go. So I tried to keep my word, and I said, I'll come another time. And, you know, I did. I came. And I can't tell you the service, what went on that night or nothing, but I did go, and I sat and I heard the gospel preached, and I was out the door as soon as the service was over. I was out the door. But, you know, that message got a hold on my heart, and it got a hold of my mind, and I began to think about it, and I began to realize that I needed Jesus, and I began to realize if this is real, I really do need it. If God is real, if Jesus Christ is real, then what am I living for, you know? What's my life amounting to? It's not amounting to anything. I'm just going to live and die, and I'm going to probably die lost if this is real, if this gospel is true. And so the drawing power of God was drawing on my soul, and I went back, and I kept hearing the gospel, salvation, how that Christ had died for our sins, and I kept tossing this around. Is it real? Is it true? Or is this just something somebody made up somewhere? But, you know, the evidence is so overwhelming. You can't get around Jesus. You can't say that he never existed. You know, the history books tell how that this man had come and changed the world. and changed the time and the calendars and everything else. It was such a great thing that Christ did. And you know, we're saved by grace through faith. And we have to believe that Christ did do this for us, that he died on that cross for our sins, and that he went back to the Heavenly Father. He was raised for our justification. He came out of that grave on the third day, and he went back into heaven. We're talking about joy unspeakable tonight, full of glory. And I was thinking back how that I kept going back to that church. Something kept drawing me. Something got a hold on my heart. Something was knocking at my heart's door, and something was talking to me. And I know now that it was the Spirit of God. It was, you could say it that way, the Hound of Heaven was on my trail. He was on my tracks, and he was trying to get me in the fold. He was trying to arrest me from the wicked life that I was living, trying to get me back to where I needed to be, get me back in good standing with the Heavenly Father. And I look back on it today, so many years ago, and I think what joy that I had when I came in, and when I finally went to that altar, and I began to pray, and I began to seek God, and I prayed for like 2 weeks. I prayed, and I prayed to try to get salvation, because I didn't know what it took to get it. I just had to have it, and I was hungry for God, and I was looking for that joy, and I was looking for that peace, and I didn't even know that it all existed. I just knew that there was something they called salvation. There was something they talked about. They said, by his grace, I'm saved, and I'm washed, and I'm sanctified, and I didn't know any of this stuff, what it meant, but I began to pray, and I began to call on God, and I began to seek him. I began to quit my sinning business. I turned my life over to God, and I still did not claim my salvation because I didn't know what salvation was. And I went on like this for a couple of weeks, and I was telling people there at the workplace how that I was going to church, and how that they were preaching on miracles and how people was getting healed. And I had never been to a church where that people were actually getting healed, that they were coming back and telling what things that God had done for them. There was great joy in that house. Praise God. I thought about, you know, there in the Bible where it talked about in the book of Acts, it told about how Philip went down to Samaria and preached the gospel, and he was used by the power of the Holy Ghost, and the Spirit of God was speaking through him, and he was praying for the sick, and the sick were being healed. And the Bible said there in Acts chapter 8 that there was a man there by the name of Simon, and he saw the miracles that Philip did, and he wanted this power that Philip had, and he said, "Give me also this power on whom I lay hands, they may receive the Holy Ghost." I'd say there's power in this church. It's power. It's wonder-working power. It's miracle-working power. I thought about when I got saved, I thought the great joy of salvation, it came into my soul. I had joy, joy, joy. I had joy unspeakable and full of glory. I had that joy so strong in my soul that it made me shout. It made me dance up and down the aisles. Praise God. And it made me laugh and it made me cry. Praise God. It was such joy down in my soul. I remember driving home from church, and I lived about 20 miles from that church.
And I remember I'd be so happy that I'd be laughing out loud. I'd just be going down the road just laughing, laughing, laughing. And I didn't have anything to laugh about. I just was laughing because of salvation down in my soul. I'd come to church and I'd get so happy. Praise God, that I just couldn't hardly contain myself. Praise God. And the Bible said there in the book of Acts that he went down there. It said then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and that were lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city. I can remember 1975 and those years there when Charlie had the church there on North Cherry Street, and the power of God was moving, and miracles were taking place. A friend of mine had one leg shorter than the other, and God healed him there one night. Praise God. 5/8 of an inch, Brother Abner. Praise God. Brother Ed Abner, a friend of mine, he's gone on to be with the Lord, and him and his wife, Sister Jeanette Abner. But I tell you, they were wonderful people. Praise God. I think about them saints, how what great saints they were, how wonderful those people were. I remember Brother Phillips on the front row, and he'd be on the front row, and he'd be shouting, and he'd be clapping his hands and singing, and there wasn't nothing stop him from praising God, because he had that joy down in his soul. Praise God. Even when we had services that seemed to be kind of down, he would be standing and praising God, and he would be worshiping. And praise God, they called him Happy Harry. Praise God. I thought about him, how he lived to be, I believe, in his 90s, I believe. He just passed away not too long ago. Last time I saw him up in Eaton, Ohio, I saw him in the Walmart store, and he recognized me, and I'd moved away from that place for quite some time, and I was up there on business, and he came to me, and he began to tell me that all his children were saved, and praise God, he had been a faithful servant of God, and he had kept that joy down in his soul. I remember he would come very few services. And all the years that I went there for 11 years. And I went there, drove the church bus, and I hardly ever missed a service. But I thank God that I ran into these people. I remember Sister May Carrier. She used to play that piano. She would sing with the glory of God down in her soul. And I tell you, she'd sing, and people would get up out of their seats and shout through the house because of the anointing of God that would come down. I literally felt like my hair was standing up on my head. Praise God. Some of the times when she would sing, and the blessing of the Lord would come into that place, and she would get happy, and she would shout down the aisles, and she would speak in tongues and prophesy and interpret tongues and lay hands on the sick, and the sick recovered. And praise God. The miracle-working power was truly in that woman, Sister May Carrier. She was a widow woman. Her husband, Brother Ed, had been a pastor and had a miracle ministry, a mighty man of God. And she was a humble woman, and she was a faithful woman. Praise God. And she was a pure saint of God, a true saint of God. I tell you, people in the church, the saints are beautiful people. They're saved by grace through faith. They got their names in the Lamb's Book of Life. They've been translated into this kingdom of God, and they have got their name on the roll. Praise God, the roll of heaven. That's where I want to keep my name, on that beautiful roll of heaven. Praise God. In the Lamb's Book of Life, because one of these days the books are going to be opened, and there's going to be another book, which is the Book of Life, and whosoever's not found written in that book is going to be cast into the lake of fire. I tell you, which is the second death, and I tell you, I don't want to be cast into that lake of fire, and I'm not going to be, praise God, because I got my name in that wonderful Lamb's Book of Life, and I'm going to maintain my walk with God, and I'm going to keep my slate clean, praise God. And I tell you, if we get this joy unspeakable and full of glory, we need to hold on to it. If we're losing out with God, we need to go back to where we lost it. We need to go back and find where did we lose this joy? Where did it leak out? You know, the Bible tells us that we are vessels, and we're vessels of honor, and we're many vessels in the building of God. But I tell you, the greatest thing we can be is a true child of God, to shine our light before men, that they might see our good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. And if we'll walk with God, I thought about Enoch. He walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Praise God. God walked with him, and he walked with God. And if we want to walk with God, there's things that we need to do. We need to look over our life. We need to see where have we lost this joy. Have we got it like we used to have it? Have we got it like the Bible says? If we don't have it like the Bible says, then we need to get it. Praise God. The Bible said there was great joy in that city. Praise God. And praise God. The people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them. And many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed. There was great joy in that city. Praise God. They had it right. They got a hold of something. They got a hold of the real thing. Praise God. And I know 1975, I know on 600 North Cherry Street in Eaton, Ohio, I got a hold of the real thing. I got a hold of something that money can't buy. I got a hold of something more precious than gold. I got a hold of Jesus. I got a hold of the Spirit of God. I got salvation down in my soul. I want to read over here in 1 Peter. I want to start in the 1 Peter 1 and 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So Christ raised from the dead, and he bought that salvation that we desperately needed, that mankind had lost in that garden there when Adam and Eve had sinned against God. And Christ had begotten us again, the Bible said, unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. So we've got things reserved in heaven, praise God. We have an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away. And it's reserved. We've got all these things that God has bought for us. We've got, we have healing, the Bible tells us. Healing is the children's bread. And we are children of the Most High God. And we've been saved by grace through faith, and we've got our names in the Lamb's Book of Life. And we have access to the throne of God, and we can ask what we will. The Bible says if you ask anything in his name, Jesus said he heareth us. He hears us. I believe John said he heareth us. Praise God. And we know that if he hear us, we have the petition that we desire of him. In other words, the answer is on the way. We've got to keep this faith, praise God, that's been given to us. And we can't let the devil steal our joy and take it away from us, praise God. And I'll tell you, many times I believe people lost their joy because they just quit doing anything for God. But if we walk with God, as Enoch walked with God, and different men have walked with God, praise the Lord, all down through time, it wasn't just Enoch walking with God, but he was an example given to us in the Old Testament, how that he walked with God. Praise God, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Who are kept? We are kept by the power of God through faith. And so we must keep our faith built up. We must get into the Word of God, and we must study the Word to show ourselves approved. And we must take that word and fight the devil. It's the sword of the Spirit that we have that we can use on the enemy. It was the, you know, as Sister Gladys was saying, I believe last week on a broadcast, Jesus overcame the devil in the wilderness with the word. He said, it is written, and it many times there, several times, he said, it is written. Praise God. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed at the last time. Praise God. Wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, you love, and whom, though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even salvation of your souls. So he talks about here, about maintaining this joy, about keeping it and having it. And he said sometimes we're in heaviness through manifold temptations and the trial of your faith being more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise. You know, it's not that you don't have any faith when you're tried. It's the trying of your faith. You know, there is a warfare, and the devil is trying to steal your faith. He's trying to take your joy. He's trying to stop your wells. I thought about Isaac there in the Old Testament. He was digging wells, and he'd dig one well, and the devil would stop it up. And he'd dig another, and it was the Philistines, I believe it was, that was stopping up them wells. And he'd go dig another, and that one they'd stop it up. Praise God. But he finally dug a well, and they didn't stop it up. Praise God. I tell you, the devil's been trying to stop your well, trying to stop your joy, and trying to take your faith, and I just don't think I'd let him have it, praise God. I believe I'd fight the good fight of faith. I believe I'd put on the whole armor of God, and I believe I'd stand against all the wiles of the devil. I believe I'd fight the good fight. I believe I'd stand in the hedge. I believe I'd do what God called me to do. I believe I'd get up. I believe I'd go somewhere, and I'd tell somebody about Jesus. I believe I'd go, and I believe I'd lay hands on the sick, and I believe the sick will recover if we go in the name of Jesus, and we go with the anointing of God down in the depths of our soul, and we get this joy back that we had when we first got into this thing. We're going to have to dig down deep and lay a good foundation. We're going to have to build on the solid rock. And we're going to have to get this right, church. We're getting tired of being sick and tired. We're going to have to fight the good fight and stand up and be counted for Jesus. I'm pleading the blood of Jesus upon people tonight out there. I'm praying for souls in the balance and people undone. I'm praying the anointing of God to tear down the strongholds the devil's tried to build in your life. I'm praying the blessing of Abraham will come upon his people. Praise God. The devil's a liar and the father of it. And I'll tell you what, if we're going to have to take up the cross and follow Christ. If we want to see that abundant life that is in Christ Jesus, we're going to have to examine ourselves, see if we're still in the faith. We're going to have to look back, and we're going to have to tally up and take inventory and see where we stand with God. Praise God. I tell you, the devil's a liar tonight. I tell you, we're victorious in Jesus. We can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth us. We're more than conquerors through him that loved us and washed us in his own blood. Praise God. Holy Ghost, have your way tonight. Lord, touch souls out there tonight. Lord, heal sick bodies tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us get on track. Lord, help us do what the will of the Lord is for us to do, Father God. We ask you, Lord, to help us tonight. To give us strength and power from on high to do the will of God. In Jesus' name, praise God. I feel the anointing tonight. I feel the blessing of Abraham. I feel it, Lord, down in my soul. Praise God. The Lord is great and greatly to be praised. I feel his spirit here in this house tonight. I tell you, God is wanting us to step up to the plate. He's wanting us to take up the cross of Christ. And he's wanting us to follow him. Praise God. It's not going to be easy to follow Jesus, but we got to make up our mind. We're going to do the will of God. We're going to do what he asks us to do. This is the beginning of the year. This is the first month of the beginning of the year, and it's a brand new year. And I tell you, some of us need to start over. We need to take inventory. Like the pastor said last night, we need to take inventory. Praise God. I'm going to turn it back to Sister Joanna here for a few minutes and see what she wants to do. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. He could have kept right on going. It's that anointing that destroys the yoke. Talking about joy unspeakable. Praise God in full glory. Call in at 347-989-8862. We've got several prayer requests. Rebecca Cunningham, she says, prayers for the family of Michelle Atkins. Brother Tim Hall says also for a total healing. Darlene Fannin says, please continue to pray for a financial blessing for her to replace her furnace and calmness in her household. Also, Sister Kathy Mackey says, please pray for me. I have a bad virus, not feeling well at all. Sister Lori Purdue says, yes, please remember her Aunt Mary in our prayers. And she says, thank you and God bless. Tanya Richmond says, silent, I believe she means unspoken prayer request. Teresa Ledford said, remember her and her family. Sister Phyllis Literal says, pray for her. She's not feeling well. Sister Lily Torres says, please pray for them down in Georgia. Also, Tina Summer says, pray for the Dell Summer family and Michelle's family as both passed away. Prayers for a friend. Her husband passed last week. And also, Sister Sharon Jones says to pray for her. So we've got a lot of prayer requests coming in that we need to pray about. And I tell you, if we leave this world, a lot of funerals and people passing, and, you know, if you have Jesus and you pass from this life to the next life to eternity, you know, where are you going to spend eternity? You know, you can spend it with the Lord in heaven. And, you know, it says, the Bible says that eyes have not seen, nor has it even entered into the heart of man what heaven is even like. So it's just, we know when we get saved and ask Jesus to forgive us our sins, that joy that Brother Green just preached to you about comes into you. And you know that you're just a pilgrim here in a strange land. You're just passing through till you get to heaven, to that place that we can't even imagine where there's no life, no death, no pain, no sorrow, no tears, and it's nothing but life, praise God. So you can have that, and that's what's so joyful, that all your sins is forgiven. Praise God, just can't even be told the all of it. Praise God. 347-989-8862 is the phone number tonight, and it is now 8 o'clock. We've not had any other callers call in, so we're going to pray over the prayer request, and if Brother Green has anything else, we'll just have him to go ahead and obey God. Praise the Lord.
Lord, in the name of Jesus,
touch
these
ones who
touch
Sister Gladys, dear Lord,
that's
not
God to move forward.
Brother John Samples and Brother Yearwood, Sister Yearwood, Brother Timothy, Lord, you know all about it, God. All over the world, Lord, from the east, the west, the north, and the south, dear God, your people.
Lord Jesus,
help us, dear God, to take that inventory. Tonight, Lord, help us to check ourselves, dear
God,
and make sure, Lord, we're ready for your coming. In the name of
Jesus,
we thank you, God.
I'll go a little farther, praise God. I don't want you to get the wrong message that I'm giving out here tonight. You know, I'm speaking to some people that have lost their joy. Some people have lost their joy because of trials and tribulation. They're going through hard times. It's no fault of their own. It's just the battle that they're in. And we don't want you to be discouraged. But I'm thinking back about that great joy that we got when we got saved and how great it was. And I believe we can get it back, church. I believe we can reach back into the things that God has deposited in heaven for us. And, you know, according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And, you know, heaven's not bankrupt tonight. God has everything we need. Calvary covered it all. The old rugged cross. Christ was the answer for the world. Praise God. He still delivers, saves, and heals. And you know, they had a song, "Go Tell the World That Jesus Is Real." And you know, he still saves. He has never lost his power. The riches and glory by Christ Jesus, they're still there. Heaven's not bankrupt, like I said, and it's still there. I believe we can touch the hem of his garment. And I know some are suffering. You know, I read in the Bible where there was a man that was sick because he had worked so hard that he had made himself sick because of the work of the gospel. And you may be in that kind of shape tonight. You may be sick because you have fought this fight, and you have wrestled and fought with the devil. And, you know, Paul said he left a certain man at Miletum sick. And here was the Apostle Paul, and he had the power of God in his life. And he had the gifts of the Holy Ghost, fruits of the Spirit, and the gifts of God in his life. And he had the gift of healing, no doubt. He had all nine gifts of the Spirit. No doubt he had them all. Praise God. And he even prayed for one bunch of people. I forget exactly where it's at. He said it was in First Corinthians, I believe it was. And he said, "I thank God that you come behind in no gift." So, you know, he wasn't behind in any gifts. He had those gifts. But the Bible said that he left a certain disciple sick at Miletum, I believe is the name of the place, and he named his name. And, you know, he wouldn't have left him sick if he could have laid hands on him and healed him. But you see, the Holy Ghost don't work that way. The Holy Ghost works when he works. And man can't make him work. Man can only be an avenue that God works through, and he uses people to work through. So we got all these things that God has given us, and we're praying. Sometimes we're holding on. We're just holding on till God moves. And if you're in shape tonight, you're holding on, I just want to tell you, keep holding on, because I believe that he'll show up. You know, I thought about Paul and Silas in the midnight hour. Here they was in a Roman jail, and they were in the jail, Roman jail, Acts, praise God, chapter somewhere around the 16th chapter of Acts. They had been thrown in that jail, but they didn't cry and moan and complain and carry on, but they sang praises to God, and they began to pray. And the Bible said that the prisoners heard them. Prisoners heard them. Imagine that. At the midnight hour, there they was, singing, praising God, and the prisoners heard them. Now they were already in the inner prison. I guess they couldn't get no farther in there, so it didn't make no difference if they was breaking the rules or not. So they said, well, we're going to pray. We're going to sing praises to God. Thank you, Jesus. Trying to find that scripture. Praise God. I found it here in the 16th chapter of Acts. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. It says here, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. They were down there. They were bound, and they were in that, the Bible said there in the 23rd verse, let me go back, and when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison, made their feet fast in the stocks. So they was not only in the inner prison, they were bound with their feet in the stocks. And at midnight, the Bible said, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. You may be at your midnight hour tonight, but I'll tell you, God can move for you. And I'm believing God's going to move for you. Praise God. But we're trusting, agreeing together. The Bible said, if any two shall agree, it shall be done. Praise God. If they shall agree on anything, touching anything. And I know that many are sick tonight out there. And I'm believing God's going to move for you. Praise God. I believe he's going to visit you. Praise God. He visited Paul and Silas at the midnight hour. And he didn't visit them when they was complaining, grumbling, and griping. He visited them when they were singing and praising God and prayed, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loose. And the keeper of the prison, awakened out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we're all here. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas, brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? They said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. They spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. Praise God. So he not only moved suddenly there, the Bible said, suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all their doors were opened, everyone's bands were loosed. So God moved when they prayed, when they sang praises to God, and when they prayed. Many times I believe if we turn and begin to pray and begin to sing praises to God, praise God, I believe God would hear us, praise God. But it didn't say they were singing to the prisoners. It didn't say that at all. It said they were singing praises unto God. They ministered unto God. And that's what we've got to do, church. We've got not just to minister to one another. We must not just go to church to minister to your neighbor, but we've got to minister to God. We've got to sing praises to God is what we've got to do. Praise God. I want to read another scripture found in Acts chapter 13. Praise God. Anytime you want to cut me off, Joanne, I got something to say, well, holler at me. Praise God. And it says here in the 13th chapter of Acts, now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manon, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted. The Bible says here, as they ministered to the Lord. I tell you, we've got to minister not to one another, but we've got to minister to the Lord. When I go to church, I lift my hands and I get in. I try to get in. I press to get in because I'm ministering to the Lord and He's ministering to me. And we need to do that in our homes. We need to minister to God and not just to one another. I'm not going to church and singing my special song so I can impress you or somebody else. It's God we must be pleasing to, praise God. And as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. When they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. So they started their ministry when they ministered to the Lord, when they fasted, when it got down to business with God, they got results. And I believe it's the same way today. We can't get results unless we get down to business with God. I hope I said something. I don't want to hinder nobody. I don't want to. Just the other day I was in a bad shape. I mean, I was in bad, bad shape. My wife knows it. And I've been missing some church. And I told her I'm not one to miss church. I'm just not that way. I told Brother Maggard, our pastor, I said, Brother Maggard, I'm just not one to miss church. No, that's not me. I believe we ought to go when we can. Not make excuses and stuff not to go. But I know when your bodies are failing you, it's pretty hard to do what you know you need to do. But if we do all we can do, I believe God will move for us. That one Tuesday night, just last Tuesday night, I was supposed to preach Wednesday night. I didn't see how I could preach. And I began to pray Tuesday night, talk to God. And I told Joanna, I said, I wrestled all night with the devil. I had it out with the devil. And I did. I had it out with the devil. I quoted him so many Bible scriptures, I bet his head was a rocking and a rolling. And you know what? God moved for me that night. I was much better that next day. And I went on and preached Wednesday night, and the Lord got in it. Praise God. He got in that message. I know it was God. Praise God. I believe He'll move for you. I tell you, there's some good people out there under attacks of the devil, and they need God's touch. And church, you that are listening in tonight, let's pray one for another that we may be healed. Praise God. I know some of you out there, some of you that's sick and been fighting with the devil and been wrestling with God and good soldiers and good Christian people. And we're in this thing to win. We've got to get our joy and we've got to get our peace back. We will, praise God. We will get it back because we're doing what it takes to get it back. Some of us are holding on and trusting in God, and that's what we have to do is trust in the Lord. We have to look at the Bible, and we know that in our patience possess our souls. And though the answer may not have come yet, we still believe that it's coming. We still believe that God's going to move. I just want to tell you that I love y'all, and we're going to fight the devil this year. We're going to try to do more for God, not just spinning our wheels, but doing the right thing. That's what counts. Not that we can go out there and spin our wheels and all that, but it's that we can do the right thing, stay in right relationship with God, and keep that fire burning down in our soul. And I'm going to turn it back to Sister Joanna and see what she's going to do here tonight, but I don't think anybody's called in. Nobody's called in tonight. We want to continue to keep all these in prayer that's mentioned. We know that there's great needs, and we know God is a great God. He can meet those needs, and we're standing in the gap, and we're believing God's going to move. Let's believe. The Bible tells us if we... Let me read a scripture to you over here in Mark chapter 11. I know you know it. I know you know these scriptures. But it's good for us sometimes to get back in the Word and look at the Word and look at it real close. That's what I was doing Tuesday night. I needed some healing in my body. I needed to get those healing scriptures. I needed to get those faith scriptures, and I needed to look at them one more time, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And I was reading over here in Mark where Jesus spoke to that fig tree, and he commanded that thing to dry up. You know, it did dry up, praise God. Mark 11 20th verse, and in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the root. Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold the fig tree which thou cursest withered away. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. And that's what we got tonight. We have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, he said, I say unto you, and he's not just talking to the apostles. He's talking to us. Praise God. This is written. This is the Word of God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever, he's saying whosoever, not just the apostles, shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, He shall have whatsoever he saith. He's talking to me and you. He's saying we can have these things. And I tell you, I fought it out with the devil right here the other night. And I use these scriptures on the devil. And I know God touched me Tuesday night. In the wee hours of the morning, God touched my body. And he made a difference in me, praise God. And I've been better ever since, praise God. And I'm just not going to stop at being better, but I'm believing God for my healing. With his stripes, I am healed. He said I was. My body has been a lion and a carrying on, and I know our bodies, the Bible said, let God be true and every man a liar. Well, if it comes between you believing God or your body, start believing God. Just start saying, I'm healed. I am healed. I am healed. And you just keep telling the devil, get out of here, devil. With his stripes, Isaiah 53:5, 1 Peter 2:24, Matthew 8:17, himself took our infirmities, our sicknesses. He done these things for us. Praise God. Here he said, speak to this mountain. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea. He said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now, we've got to say some things. We've got to confess our faith. We've got to tell somebody what God's going to do for us. We've got to tell them that we are healed, that the devil's a liar, praise God, and Jesus is our abundance. He's came that we might have abundant life, and I'm going to get that abundant life, praise God. It's working in me. I have it. I'm claiming it in the name of Jesus. Therefore, Mark 11:24, therefore I say unto you, he said, I say unto you, he's saying this unto me and you tonight, therefore I say unto you, he's saying it by his word to us, what things soever you desire, it says here, what things soever ye desire, means you, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, it says when ye pray, means you, when you pray, believe that you receive them, believe that ye receive them, is what he said, which he means you. He means me, and you shall have them. He's not saying we've got to call every preacher in Miami Valley or Kentucky or Tennessee, and we've got to find the greatest preacher that's walking around in shoe leather today. He's saying we've got to take his word. We've got to believe what he said to us, praise God. Therefore I say unto you, Mark 11:24, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. That's exactly what he's saying. He's saying, I can pray the prayer of faith. He's saying, you can pray the prayer of faith for you. And that's what he's saying. He's saying that to me and you. We're looking for some preacher to come lay hands on us. We're looking for somebody that's been a fasting for 40 days and 40 nights to come out from somewhere and lay hands on us. But no, he wants us to believe the word, and we're going to believe the word, and we're confessing with our mouth the Lord Jesus. And when we confess the word, we're confessing the Lord Jesus. We're confessing with our mouth. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say, he said, shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith, the things that he says, shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So we got to keep confessing Jesus and what Jesus is going to do for us. Praise God. And I guess we've got how much time. I don't know how to read this here thing here. Joanna works all the mechanical part of this here thing. I don't believe anybody has called in. I tell you, I think we're just going to close out tonight because nobody called in, and well, Joanna will speak a minute.
All night the computer has been giving me really bad trouble. I can't even get on the internet with my telephone, so I'm not even sure that we're online right now. Hopefully Blog Talk Radio was able to pick this up by us calling in to our telephone. And maybe this will be archived and be listened to later on. But if anybody has called in and I cannot see your number, I turn the computer toward Brother Green to show him. We have only phone number that is showing up as our own. So if you've called in tonight, this has happened before. If you've called in Brother Yearwood, if you've called in Brother John or Sister Gladys, I do apologize. We don't see anything, and I've refreshed my screen and everything, and I don't see any callers. So we're going to go ahead and say goodnight. Thank you all for your support, listening, and prayer, and turning in a prayer request, the confidence that you have in us. We appreciate that. And again, this subject is wonderful. Take it with you all week long. Joy unspeakable, full of glory.
Amen.
The joy of the Lord is our strength. Remember that. Our strength is in Jesus. With the joy that we know we've got a better place ahead of us. Praise God. So good night to you guys. And remember to pray for all the prayer requests through the week. And again, next week on Monday, same time, 7 p.m., Monday, and Brother Yearwood's tomorrow night starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Blog Talk Radio, reaching the world for Christ. Praise God.
Good night.
God bless y'all.